God bless you, Sister Sylvia. Thank you, woman of God, for releasing the seed. Know, Sister Sylvia, that you're in a time where it seems as if as if the Lord is saying unto thee that this is going to be a time where the Lord's going to send help financially. It's a time where your ideas for selling or marketing a product or services is going to be great in this season, and you're going to find that you're going to benefit much in this season. For I heard the Lord say that He's preparing some real lucrative ways to make more money, yea, even in this season and even in this hour. And as I looked up into the Spirit, I'm just hearing the Lord says, prepare, because this is a time, woman of God, where it seems like you're going to win. And it seems like I'm hearing the Lord says, enlist some help. I don't know what this is all about. Enlist help in competing for some kind of a job or some kind of an opportunity, something with help, whatever that's connected to. Also, the Lord says, attend to your health properly, yea, even in this season and even in this hour. The Lord says, don't let others stress you out. I can tell you, woman of God, that as you move forward into the month of October, that the Spirit will say unto thee that you're going to begin to find that new opportunity is going to be coming your way, even from around about like the 13th to around about the 25th of the month. God says, keep a lookout for new opportunities, saith the Spirit of the Lord. I see opportunities coming that is going to bless you, especially around the week of the 18th. I see expansion during that season, and you're going to step out, and God says that you're going to be able to distinguish what is of Him and what is not of Him. For the Lord says, I promise thee, because I'm tipping the scales for your favor, and some real great things are going to be developing for you. Great developments, promising opportunities on a full scale is going to be developing for you even in the year of 2015. So, woman of God, I say to thee, prepare for this season of a shifting, this season of a new of new opportunities, a season where the Lord says you'll prosper. And I don't know why I'm hearing sales around you. Sales, sales, something with sales. Consider talking to someone. I don't know. You're going to have a gift for sales added with your prophetic anointing. It's definitely going to cause you to prosper, because I see avenues or ways of finances coming in. And so I'm hearing the Lord says you have the opportunity to walk into great financial success in this hour, especially through promoting or selling or just using your prophetic gifting and your creative anointing. You will surely, surely prosper in that area. Now, woman of God, quickly, the Lord says from the 28th of this month until around about the 7th of October, separate yourself from people that drain you. Separate yourself from other individuals. Because the Lord said He desires for you to be prosperous and move into victory. You may find that others are obstacles who try to get in the way of your emotional happiness. And the Lord says, don't let anyone pull you out of my presence. So the Lord says, separate and come unto me and get in my presence. For the Lord said, it's going to be a time of great healing around thee as well. And whatever disappointment that will try to show up, the Lord says, it's going to really be an appointment for something greater and something bigger. You're going to be stepping out, and you're going to make some real decisions that is going to end up blessing you, woman of God. So be prepared for that season, because God says things are going to be opening up for thee. Also, it seems like a time where you're going to be very choosing. You're going to be very choosing in who you're going to have around you. Very choosy. You might also be choosing some kind of a job, but don't choose things in a hurry, is what the Lord is saying to the prophetess Sylvia. Just use wisdom and take your time. Do things that's going to relax you, is what the Lord is also saying. Do things that's going to relax you so that you can make better decisions about work, but also finances, and also when it comes to personal relationship-wise. Thank you, woman of God. Now listen to the word from the other prophets during the live call. God bless.
Amen. And Prophet Albert, what is the word of the Lord to our faithful prophetess Sylvia Santos?
God bless you, Sister Sylvia Santos. I hear God saying that I see He's blessing you in the area of transportation. I don't know if you have a desire for a new car or a new vehicle, but I see Him blessing you in that area. Housing, that is favorable for you as well in this season. I see God blessing you in that area. And God is beginning to bless and touch the children as far as with their education. I see educational grants, scholarships, finances, increases in finances for education. I just see God really touching the family in terms of favor, opportunities for education, and grants, scholarships, financial aid. God says this is a season that He's elevating you and pushing you forward, and you're going to begin to, you're going to let become a pioneer, but I see you just like you're pulling something. I don't know if you're taking something that is not supposed to be taken, but I see you taking or dragging a, it's like an open wagon, and it's in your hand, and you're moving forward. So maybe God is having you to go forward. You're going to be receiving the blessings as you're going forward, and they're going to begin to fall down and come upon you, the showers of blessings. And I hear God saying you're going to see everything that you so desire come to pass in this lifetime. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Sylvia. I hear the word of the Lord saying, rise up, woman of God. I just hear Father God saying, rise and shine. Give God the glory, glory. For Father God says there's a rising and there's a shining and there's a turnaround and a turnabout coming forth into thy life in the woman of God. And I just hear Father God saying, there is a clearing. There is a clearing. There is a clearing, woman of God. Worry not, fret not, for there is a clearing and a restoring and a refreshing. And I hear Father God saying, woman of God, I see you in a new house. And Father God says, what you've been praying for is praying for you. Now, woman of God, I don't know what this is, but Father God says it's like unto you like you're about to hit the jackpot. For I see you in a home. I see you with a chef, a cook, a housekeeper. I don't know what this is, woman of God. Did I hear Father God saying, know that you're being rewarded? And Father God says, because you've grown not weary in your well-doing, there's such a blessing at hand for you. So, woman of God, I just hear Father God saying, clear out, throw out anything that's not serving you in your home. Get rid of it. Clean out the closets. Clean out the cupboards. Father God says, clean out any mental or emotional or physical clutter. Because Father God says, there is a blessing for you. And it's called reward and harvest for your faithfulness. So Father God says, what you've made happen for the prophet, Father God says he's going to make happen for you. So get ready for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And that is the word of the Lord. Father God says, this time next year, you'll have a major testimony. And that's the word of the Lord. Prophetess Santos, I have a question. Have you been asked to house sit at any time?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Let me ask you this, because I'm looking at a home and it's likened to a mansion. Had you ever been asked to house sit, babysit? Did something around a home, and I want to say it has to do with a doctor and or a professor.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not that I call, but I'll say not yet, because it may be coming.
Okay, because I hear professor and I hear doctor. Those are the two key words I hear surrounding this house sitting, this mansion, this property, this land. I hear house sit, and that is the word of the Lord.